Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 26th. The EPA is finding creative solutions for mine cleanup at the Camp Bird Mine above Ouray. As part of our ongoing Western Slope Resources reporting, KVNF's Chris Marcinek filed this report.
It's been over 27 years since mining operations came to a halt at the Camp Bird Mine near Ouray. But if you go up to the mine at 10,000 feet, you'll see a lot of activity. When Caldera Mineral Resources bought the mine out of bankruptcy, they voluntarily agreed to work with the EPA to help keep contaminated mine waste from getting into nearby creeks. I met up with Marty McComb, the on-scene coordinator for the EPA, to learn more about this mine reclamation project that began last August.
Overall goal of the site, as you can tell, these creeks are running right between all these historic tailings, and there's a lot of it. So we're trying to keep the tailings out of the creek. And we're kind of doing that in two ways. One, we really got in, as we walk around, you can see better, we're trying to pull the tailings back away from the creek, give it more room to flow in flood conditions. Right now, it's just sort of actively eroding those tailings.
The tailing piles that Marty is talking about look like giant sand dunes, but instead of the normal tan color of a sand dune, the piles are unnaturally gray. The EPA tested soil samples from the Camp Bird tailing piles in 2015 and found levels of lead, arsenic, and manganese that exceeded the EPA standards for industrial soil. And in water samples collected downstream of the tailing piles, they found levels of zinc nearly double Colorado's standards for surface water. This reclamation project needs a lot of material to cap the tailing piles and reinforce the toe of the piles. The original plan was to make improvements to part of a popular jeep road and truck in materials from Upper Camp Bird Mine, but that idea didn't sit well with locals in Ouray.
In order to get to it, we were going to need to rebuild part of the road going up Imogene Pass, and that was very I won't say controversial, but a lot of the feedback we got from the jeep operators, from the local commissioners, from a lot of the locals, is they just didn't want to change the character of the recreation that was going out here. And I think we really respect that.
So the mining company came up with a creative solution.
We're using controlled explosives. Yeah. To really make room in the creek. We're also, you'll see, we're having to dig that channel out away from the tailings at the top, at the toe of the slope. So we're digging that channel, and then it really just helps us generate a lot of material inside. We're gonna need a lot of riprap and rock for the creeks, for the structures on the side of the creeks, the structures in the creeks.
Sourcing the material on site is saving the mining company an estimated $400,000. And it's also reducing their carbon footprint, since they won't have to burn fuel to truck in material from a remote site.
So the idea is just a much more natural stream channel down through here.
We walk along the slope of a tailing pile with Mike Thompson, project manager for Caldera Mineral Resources. We're a few feet from the confluence of Imogene, Sneffels, and Canyon Creeks, and gray tailing piles surround us on nearly all sides. He says that when the project is finished, the confluence will be four times wider to accommodate high flow events. Once the tailing piles are capped, the final phase of the project is to revegetate the tailing piles with native seed.
We'll have a floodplain carved through here, accommodate the 100-year event, so there won't be any erosion coming off of this and down here.
Mike says that in a few years, he hopes it'll be a wetland riparian habitat. Ashley Bimbenek is the technical coordinator with Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership.
Really impressed by how comprehensive the planning effort was and how well the EPA and the company seemed to be working together.
The primary goal of the project is to stabilize the slopes of the tailing piles to prevent catastrophic failure during high flow events. But Ashley thinks it might also help reduce the contaminant level in Canyon Creek.
In particular, not having fine-grained tailings material eroding into the river should help improve habitat for aquatic macroinvertebrates, so insects like stoneflies, mayflies, caddisflies.
And For the miners working on the reclamation project at Camp Bird Mine, it's more than just a paycheck. To them, it's personal.
Mike running this and having all the local crews here, these guys are really, really invested in what they're doing out here. You can see the pride and the decisions they make, the pride they put into it each day.
For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Chris Marcinek.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KVNF, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
Coloradans have two opportunities to weigh in on BLM plans to roll back sage-grouse protections. Today in Silt, and tomorrow in Craig. Eric Galatis has more.
The Bureau of Land Management holds open house meetings in Colorado this week on its proposed changes to the Greater Sage-Grouse Management Plan. The plan was created by a host of stakeholders over several years to keep the bird off the endangered species list after its populations have declined by as much as 95% from historic levels. Suzanne O'Neill with the Colorado Wildlife Federation thinks the agency's proposal to allow oil and gas production inside the bird's most sensitive habitat areas would be a big step backwards.
Now that BLM proposes to amend the plan, Coloradans really need to ensure that the changes do not imperil the health of the greater sage-grouse and also the many other species that depend upon healthy sagebrush habitat.
New maps suggest the Trump administration is making good on its promise to prioritize fossil fuel development. Over 75% of the BLM's recent and upcoming oil and gas leases on public lands are located inside protected habitat across Colorado, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. The administration claims removing environmental regulations is necessary to achieve what it calls energy dominance and create jobs. Tracy Stone Manning with the National Wildlife Federation argues the original plan includes meeting the needs of oil and gas companies and ranchers while protecting mule deer, elk, and pronghorn that also depend on the sagebrush sea. She says it's important for the BLM to give the plan time to work and to keep public lands open for multiple uses.
There are thousands of leases that have not been drilled because the market is not demanding it. There's no cause to put all of our chips on one thing called energy dominance.
Tuesday's open house kicks off at 5 o'clock at the BLM's field office in Silt. And on Wednesday, representatives will be at the Moffett County Fairgrounds in Craig, also at 5 p.m. Public comments on the proposed changes are also being accepted through August 2nd. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.